Ag labor reform. Thanks for being with us, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture. You know, more and more Tennessee and American farmers are dependent upon farm labor. Whether it's the nursery business or vegetable crops, farmers are relying on migrant help to get the job done. And new legislation would help address agriculture's concern about having an adequate supply of farm labor. Jonna Miller has more.
Congress is working on the border security issue, but farmers and ranchers say new legislation needs to take their concerns about an adequate agricultural labor supply into consideration.
We're fully in favor of border security, but at the same time, there has to be a recognition that national security touches on national food security, and we don't want to be trading border security for food security if our products are shifted overseas because we are unable to find the labor that we need in order to harvest America's food supply.
American Farm Bureau labor specialist Austin Perez says the Agricultural Employment and Workforce Protection Act addresses some of those concerns.
We support many provisions in that legislation. It would help ensure that agriculture has the critical labor that it needs for a variety of crops and regions.
But Perez says other regions and crop producers have been focused on legislation called the Ag Jobs Bill.
We'd like to see them work together to try to come up with something that would work for all regions of agriculture and all the commodities and all of our workforce.
Jonna Miller, Washington.
Now, Perez says one key provision of the bill would call for a market-based wage rate for farm workers that's based on each job, not all of the agricultural jobs in a state.
If you're trying to find a wage rate for strawberry pickers, then the wage rate would be based only on strawberry pickers and not on crop dusters and engine mechanics, et cetera. So the Chambliss bill would replace the arbitrarily and inflated adverse effect wage rate with a market-based prevailing wage rate.
Have a safe day and join us tomorrow on the TRN.